adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you.
Loveline.
Yep, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854. Yeah. 4455. That you there, Drew?
Yeah, you sound a little better than that.
Thank you very much. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. And tonight, yes?
Did you not work today?
No, I worked today.
Ah.
I just didn't work that hard.
Maybe it was just, let's see, yesterday was a harder day for you, and it was a Sunday.
Yeah. And as you know, Drew, Sunday's my people's Sabbath.
Yes.
So it's very difficult. I had to get a note from my priest to work on Sunday.
Yeah.
No, I felt raped and betrayed by the government because they stole an hour away from me on a day I had to get up and work.
Yeah, that's right.
I would like to start off the show by welcoming back producer Ann Wilkins, who was here, who was away on maternity leave for, I'm going 5 months?
5 months.
For twins, guys. Twins.
Exactly.
She had doublets.
I'm taking a couple more.
That sexy voice of reason is now back on the microphone in the control studio, and we're glad to have her back.
It feels really good to be back, actually.
Some of us actually went and visited Ann while she was out, Ann.
Drew came over and held the babies.
Drew, why didn't you call me and tell me you're going over there?
I did.
You did? Oh, don't give me that crap.
Did you really? And he didn't want to come over?
I told you the day before.
The day before. That's not. You told me that evening after you went and saw him. I remember whatever it is you told me. I yelled at you for not coming and getting me. Right?
In your head, in your mind, you did.
No. That could be true.
The thing about seeing her twins is my wife got this urge to have more children, which was just the most frightening.
She did. When she left, she's like, "Drew, I want a baby."
Oh my god! And my daughter started up with that too.
Oh my god! She doesn't want you to father them, does she?
Not
your daughter?
No.
Thank goodness.
No, but Adam, you did send me some beautiful flowers.
That's right, I did.
That was very sweet.
That's right. And I think I called you once or twice.
You did, once, yeah.
All right. I'm sure women, you know what's great about women? They have like a steel trap for that kind of stuff. But if the mechanic tells them what's wrong with the car, they can never remember that. But the flowers, the calls, they know that. Man, they know that.
Isn't your birthday coming up around now? Two?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, when's your birthday?
Soon.
Yeah.
Well, Adam's coming up.
We're going to have to swing by the Pottery Barn and go in on one of those big pots.
Yeah, yeah, let's go.
I still have it. I love it.
Now we can go to a bunch of, child supplies. And children's
Good.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I can't figure out about any of that? And I know I'm not the first person to come up with this, but everyone who has a kid in America goes out and spends thousands of dollars on strollers and bassinets and bouncy balls and everything. There must just be a huge surplus of this stuff lying around. And not only that, it's not like a car. It's not like it's rusted out or worn through. You know,
you wear them out. You wear them out pretty good. A little vomit, some stool. It does a little work. Then we sold our triplet stroller.
You did.
We sold it. Oh yeah.
To one fat kid or someone with triplets?
Someone with triplets.
I see. Very, very kind of you. And
by the way, after taking care of twins, I can't believe that you got triplets. I can't imagine.
It's insane. Always outnumbered. I told you. I told you.
Oh, I couldn't imagine. So
Ann's gonna lactate. Watch Anderson.
That's her eye.
And the twins are doing well. And do you have help at the house?
Yes, we do have a nanny.
Oh God, you'd have to. You'd have to. I want like three nannies when I have kids. I want my kids confused as to who their actual father and mother are.
At least
their 18th birthday. Yeah, and then after that, it'll be a shock and disappointment when they find out it's the nappy-headed one. All right, well, we're glad to have producer Ann back, and not a day too soon, because the show is really heading into the garbage can. Drew?
Yeah?
Let's see if we can impress Ann tonight, all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we will.
All right.
All right, let's go. Let's talk to Sarah.
Sarah?
Yeah?
What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I listen to your show all the time.
Thanks.
And my question was about birth control. And I don't want to become one of your other pregnant teenage callers. So my friend, my parents don't know I'm sexually active. So I don't know if I can get birth control without them knowing.
You can, absolutely, after the age of 14. Absolutely.
In all states?
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, all states, you certainly can go to Planned Parenthood. You can go to your family doctor. You are entitled to total confidential health care at this age.
Oh.
However, what you got to watch out for is if you use your parents' insurance,
right,
they will get
they'll get
a notification that you were seen by the doctor, but the doctor cannot tell them what you were seen for.
Mm-hmm. And also,
but they're going to do the math. Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes, I do.
Does he have a paper route?
Does he have a paper route now?
Does he work?
Yes, he does.
What is birth control when you're paying for it? $30 a month?
$30, $35, yeah.
Well, the question was, my best friend, when she turned 14, her mom gave her some birth control, you know, saying, like, I don't know what you're doing, but here's this just in case.
Wow.
She's not sexually active, so she's never had a reason to take it. And she said that she'd give it to me, but I was wondering if that would be sick.
It's never safe to take somebody else's medication.
Yeah, the stuff they were going to give you, they were going to give to someone else. You just walked in. You got to look at it that way, Trip.
Well, and what pill is it? What one is she on? She's going to be sexually active. She needs to be checked out. She's at risk for cervical cancer. She's got to be checked out.
Well, hold on a second. This other girl's not sexually active, but has her mother got her subscription to birth control where it shows up every month? I mean, does she have one packet, or is it coming in every month?
I mean, I asked her, I said, how much do you have? And she said enough for, I think she said half a year.
Yeah, but what's the shelf life with that stuff, Drew? Can it sit around for a long time?
It's at least 18 months. There's a number, you know, a date on it after which you can't use it. But you need, Sarah, if your doctor prescribes a certain pill, then you talk to the doctor or the Planned Parenthood.
Right, yeah, because I was thinking I'm on Farazone right now for my depression.
That's interesting.
Ooh.
All right, look. Take the pill in that your friend has, and it might be a low-cost source of pill for you if the doctor's willing to go along with you on that. But you still need to be supervised.
All right, so take the pill in and explain this is the one you want to take, and they'll explain how to take it and tell you if it's okay to take it, okay?
Get the pap smear and that kind of stuff, too. So.
All right, let's now talk to Angie. Angie's 13 years old. Angie?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Adam. Hi, Dr. Drew.
Hi, Adam.
Listen, Drew, you're going to make fun of every one of our callers for this impediment?
No.
I know what she's saying. She's a little nervous, right, Angie?
Yeah.
Not often you talk to a big celebrity, is it?
No.
There you go.
Tonight's no exception.
I didn't say it was. Go ahead.
So I've been going out with this guy, and he's bisexual.
Uh-uh.
And, like, my friend, she told me she's bisexual, too. So we went over to her house on Thursday, and... we were making out, and...
Stop. You and the girl?
Yeah.
How old is your boyfriend?
I think he's 13.
You think
he is?
I'm not sure. I forgot.
Angie, first off, I don't believe you. Secondly, all you have to talk about when you're 13 and in a relationship is how old are you. That's the only thing you can talk about. I had a girlfriend at 13. That's all we talked about. How old are you? Yeah, what year were you born? Uh-huh. How old are you? That's great. And you are... And I'm 13, and how old are you again? Great. That's all you have to talk about. What do you mean you think he's 13?
They have Pokemon.
I forget how old he is.
Okay. Oh, boy.
They're still Pokemon. But listen, I believe her because I get this feeling of like, a buoy floating around in the ocean cut adrift.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the feeling you get from her. Why?
A lot of seagull crap on it, by the way.
No doubt. Why are you sort of cut adrift without a anchor here, Angie? What's up with you?
Me?
Is your family okay? Do you have a family?
Yeah, I do have a family.
Yeah? Are they alive?
Yes, all of them are alive.
Now, what happened to you? I mean, what's up? You're 13, you got a bisexual boyfriend, you're bisexual too.
I'm not bisexual.
Well, you said you're experimenting.
I just did it for fun.
Okay. Just because of the whim of the kids she's around.
Okay. Angie,
mm-hmm.
You're on the fast track to Palookaville. Are the kids still talking that way, Drew?
I don't know. What's Palookaville?
Angie, you never heard that term?
No.
Jesus
no.
Christ, are you dumb, Drew? Angie,
mm-hmm.
You're going to get pregnant or worse. You're gonna wake up dead and pregnant. You hear me?
What is up with her, though? Why are you so adrift? Why don't you have any boundaries, Angie? Why can't you have judgment? Why don't you have any sense of yourself and what you do and don't need?
Where's your dad? What did he do to you before he left?
My dad?
Yeah.
Nothing.
He's a good guy?
Sort of? Yeah, he has hit me before and verbally, talked to me, but that's it.
Yeah. Do you have, a million siblings or something?
I have only, three.
Only three?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Angie?
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. I don't trust this guy. And I don't trust you either. And you're going to get into trouble. You're going to get a venereal disease. You're going to get pregnant. You're going to get into trouble. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Are you having intercourse with this guy?
I'm planning to.
No. Can you give it about 5 years?
I don't.
No, listen, Angie, please don't get married.
What do you get out of this relationship? What do you get out of having intercourse with this guy?
Cramps, that's what you get. Angie.
Uh-huh.
Listen,
what do you get? What do you get out of him?
Drew, come on, we're not going to get anywhere. Angie?
Yeah?
Just promise me you'll use protection, that you won't get pregnant, okay?
I won't get pregnant, I promise.
Because you'll use protection, screwball.
Man,
I could hear it in her voice. Oh, wait till I'm in power, Drew. She'll be one of the first I round up.
You're going to line them up and sort of fire Darplan into them, right?
No. She's going to go into what I call reconditioning camp. I'm going to educate her. That's where I hold her eyes open with toothpicks while one of my aides drops eye drops in her eyes, and I show her black and white footage of Nazis goose-stepping.
Too bad Kubrick is gone.
While Wagner blares in the in the background. Andrew?
Yeah?
You're 13. What's up?
I was wondering if those magnet bracelets that you see work because, like, there's iron in the blood.
Very true. Very true. All I know is Evel Knievel was in a hell of a lot of pain before he got his. Now he golfs 3 days a week and is a 5 handicap.
No, not one of those ones. The ones, the bracelets with the magnets in them and the back.
It's an interesting theory but has no foundation in scientific fact. However, I will tell you anecdotally, I had a patient that had knee problems forever, and he tried one of these, the wrist ones, and his knee pain got better. So I don't know. It doesn't bear up to scientific scrutiny. It doesn't hurt. Don't expect anything other than joint pain to be affected by it.
Let me ask you something for a second, Drew, because I was talking to some of the writers of the Man Show the other day about enemas and colon health and all that stuff.
I just want to take in that image for a second.
Yeah.
You walk into that writer's room. And
a bunch of guys in their early 30s talking about enemas.
Yeah. And, of course, normally you talk about what, brass and...
When I go, I only go into the writer's room to fart. When I have to fart, I go into the writer's room. I stand in the room. I spin in a circle like one of those lawn sprinklers, you know, at the at the high school. And I fart in a circle. And usually I make it once, maybe once and a half around. But someone was talking about this whole colon stuff, and it was all the rage a few years ago, all this enemas and all this enema therapy and all this cleansing and all this. And all of this stuff makes sense. Just listen to me.
It appears bizarre.
No. Listen to me. I'm saying when you hear somebody talk about it, especially if you're a layman, they say you eat and it all passes through this area, and you eat all these toxins and this grease and all these carcinogens, and a plaque. Yeah, it grows in there, and you start to think about it, and you go, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, Jesus Christ, you know, in the course of a lifetime, you eat 700 Big Macs, and you wash that down with some Mountain Dew, and of course there's going to be some plaque down there. So once in a while, you flush out this plaque, you clean it out, and it's like changing the oil in your car, and blah, 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 and these toxins aren't re-released in your body, and you nod your head, and you go, yeah, okay, I buy that. And then you talk to a doctor, and he goes, it makes no difference. You know what I mean? Well, it's the same thing, though. They go, listen, your blood has iron in it. The iron is magnetized. You put a magnetic bracelet on it. It pulls the circulation toward the magnetized zone. And it's all this stuff where you go, okay. That makes sense. But it doesn't work.
Yeah, elemental iron does not have a magnetic pull to it. And iron is encased in hemoglobin in the case of iron in the blood.
All right, but
the colon? If there are so many, which we all have such lousy dietary habits in this country, how come surgeons don't ever come across plaques when they're operating on the colon? Number one, and number two, how come we do sigmoidoscopies on most people in this country every 5 years? We have them completely flushed out in a way that enemas cannot possibly do, and we get every speck out of there. Doesn't make any difference. Just makes them feel weak.
Really. That's right. Okay.
We have to have it sparkling clean so we can go in and look around.
What do they do? What do they use to get that out of there?
One of the ways is something called colite, which is basically seawater. And what you drink goes right through. They make you drink these large volumes, and it's like turning a hose on, quite literally.
Oh, wait.
It just goes right through you.
Yeah. I've done that before. I put the hose down there. Oh, I see.
You went the other way, though.
Yeah, you're right. All right, buddy. Where are we going now?
We're going to Kristen.
All right. And listen, you know the only thing that works? A little exercise and not being depressed. Kristen.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're 17 years old.
Yeah, I think that I might have herpes. I was just wondering how I go about getting checked without my parents finding out.
We heard it talking to somebody earlier that you have the right to confidential health care. Your parents may find out that you saw a doctor, but they have no right to know what you were seen for.
Yeah, but see, then I would have to deal with like all the questions, and I don't think that there's, you know, because then they would ask why I went and everything, and I don't want to. I'm just afraid to deal with any of that.
Well, why don't you go into a clinic then?
Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, go to one of these free clinics.
They're free?
Well, yeah, call them free clinics.
Yeah, they're essentially free, but are you sexually active?
Yeah.
Do your parents know you are?
No.
You could sort of stop them in their tracks with that information if you're ready to have that discussion.
No, well, I would just rather not talk to them about that.
Okay.
That's a shame.
Well, if she talked about it before, maybe she wouldn't have the answer.
What makes you think you have herpes?
I have, like, little blisters. I don't know if it's from something else or what.
Where are they?
On my vagina.
And they hurt?
Yeah.
And that you've had sex recently?
Yeah, I did it a couple times without protection. I'm sorry.
So
I think that's what it could be from. But, I mean, can you get it if you use protection anyway and there's an outbreak of it from the other person?
Oh, yeah.
You
can?
No, it's not as easy, but you can still get it.
Yeah, condom is not a perfect way to prevent warts or herpes.
Hey, Kristen?
Uh-huh.
Go into one of these Planned Parenthood or women's clinics somewhere. They're usually run by lesbians. And just go in there and hop up on the stirrups and give a little look-see.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Kristen. Good luck. Take care of it, okay?
Thanks.
All right.
And you got to go in while you have symptoms. Otherwise, they can't really tell what you got. They have to look at it when you've got it.
I had this yeast thing on my Johnson about 8 years ago, and I went to this lesbian clinic in Santa Monica.
8 years ago? You talked about it 5 years ago like it was 10 years prior to that.
Well, let me see. I was living in Santa Monica in an apartment. I was probably 27. Yeah. It was about 8 years ago.
All right.
I'm 35. The point is it was a humiliating, degrading experience, you know?
Yeah.
So that's my message to the kids. Phil?
Yeah?
You know, what was really embarrassing is when I had to go across the street to the pharmacist and plop down $28 for some topical cream. By the time I got home, the thing was gone. I swear to God, I wanted to sell this cream. I was so poor. I was like, does anyone need any topical yeast cream? I paid $28 for it. I've used it twice. I'm going to let it go for $19. Oh. Should have had a yard sale for this crap. Oh, the old man was like looking at me and he's going, you need yeast cream? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, for your girlfriend?
Oh.
No.
Oh,
for you?
Seriously? Like, you went that far into it?
It was like talking to like, you know, Pops Larson meets your gym coach, you know? And he was like,
That was the insanity of dealing with a pharmacist 10, 20 years ago.
Oh, it was like, it was painful.
His job was to humiliate.
Yeah, it was great. Well, and you know,
they changed a little bit. It's still that way, isn't it?
Well, now it's not to communicate. Then it was to humiliate. Yeah, that's what it's like. And you know what's funny about the pharmacists, too? They're standing up on a foot and a half riser. So you're, like, looking up at them. You know, it's sort of like you've approached the bench.
Yeah.
Or it's like St. Peter at the gate or something. And you're like, sir, I've come here to pick up my yeast ointment. Oh, I see. Your girlfriend is going to need the, it's for me. Oh, it's topical? Well, what? Oh, hold on. Selma, get in here. Yeah. Yeah, very humiliating. Phil?
Yeah.
You're 28. What's up?
Last week was my girlfriend's birthday. And I bought her this machine a friend of mine told me about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called a Sibian.
What's it called?
A Sibian.
How do you spell that?
Sybian.
Uh-huh.
And it's a sexual device, kind of like they call it an O-saddle.
What the hell?
An O-saddle.
Yeah.
All right. And what do you do with it?
She, like, sets on it, and it gyrates, and pumps and everything else.
I see. How much did that set you back?
About $700.
Oh, my God.
Holy Christ.
Well, I haven't seen her since
what night. Wait, what is this thing?
It's a sexual device.
Yeah, I understand. Oh.
Yeah.
God, Phil, are you fully retarded or is it just like a partial tard? What is this thing?
It's a machine.
Okay, well, that settles it then.
Hey, Phil, let me explain something, all right? Just keep quiet for a second. If I came on a goddamn radio show and described something that no one has ever heard of and no one has ever seen and then explained that I spent an exorbitant amount of money for it and they kept saying to me, how does it work? I would then describe to them how it works and what it was.
Not just
keep going back to it. If I said, I got this thing and it plugs into my car cigarette lighter and it cost me $1,000.
Wow, what is that, Adam?
It plugs into the cigarette lighter.
What does it look like?
It costs $1,000.
What is it?
It plugs into the lighter.
It's the thing that plugs into the lighter?
Yeah, that's right, it does.
Oh, now I got it.
There you go.
Okay, this what it does, that pumps up and down, and the head of it gyrates at the same time.
All right.
Oh, well, that sounds
like
a
saddle.
And she sits on it like a saddle, with her legs on either side of it?
Yes.
So it wouldn't be like sitting on a whoopee cushion, it'd be like sitting on a saddle.
Yeah.
And is it raised off the ground then?
Yeah, it's raised up about maybe a foot.
So like leather or plastic, like a saddle?
It's got a leather seat to it.
Yeah.
What's motorized? What is it what's it, you know what I mean? Is it vibrating?
A little compressor and some little motor in the top of it.
Nice. Hands lactating again.
Where'd you hear about this thing?
And
from a friend of mine.
I see. And where do you order it?
Monticello, Illinois.
And is it naturally, when I say where does he order it, he means the town in which it's manufactured. Jesus Christ, I hope you don't have a job where you have to talk to people. You got to swing a hammer or something. You put up siding?
No.
What do you do?
I'm a chef.
A chef?
Yeah.
All right. You sling hash, though, right? You're not a real chef.
No, a chef.
Chef? You got one of those tall hats?
Oh, yes.
All right. I stand corrected. Here's the point. Where did you find this thing? Is it in a magazine? Is it in one of those magazines?
Well, he gave me for it.
Where was it from, Field and Stream, or was it from Hustler?
I don't know what magazine it came out of.
And you just plopped down $700 because your buddy gave you an ad.
Well, I sent off, for a brochure, and they sent me the brochure back, and it looked pretty cool. So,
all right,
me and her enjoyed it the first night.
What did you do with it?
Huh?
Why were you even necessary?
Playing
with her with it.
Someone had to plug it in. Someone had to hand her Gatorade and tell her off. All right, so this thing is going around, and she's sitting on it. Now you haven't spoken to her.
No.
You probably killed her.
And I talked to her sister, and her sister hasn't seen her either.
Oh, my gosh. You're trying to make us believe that she's sort of held up with this saddle somewhere.
I don't know. Well,
is that what you're implying?
What are you implying?
I don't know.
Well, are you...
What do y'all think?
Well, I would assume that she's been abducted or something. I don't think she's...
See, I don't want to go to her work and bother her at work.
Yeah. I think maybe...
Catch her after that.
Maybe she wants to break up with you, Phil.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, Phil, are you calling her and she won't call you back?
Yeah, I just keep getting the answering service.
Well, why don't you just leave a message? And here's the message you leave, Phil. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do not talk about the sex saddle.
Yeah.
Say that you've called. It's been going on a week now. You're worried. You fear that something may have happened to her. And if she could please just call you back and let you know that she's okay. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Phil. Oh, could you imagine leaving all of that, Drew?
Yeah, I can't imagine why she wants to.
She must have been abducted by bikers or something.
Alien.
There's
alien.
No way you walk away from Phil. I mean, when you get a guy like Phil, you hang on with both hands and you don't let go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can't understand. I cannot figure it any other way.
Yeah, something happened. I fear the worst, Drew. I fear.
Adam, I'm telling you.
I think she was on like a sailboat, and the boom swung around and knocked her overboard. I couldn't see her just leaving Phil. No, that's impossible. All right. Ooh, with that smell of onions in his cuticles every night, coming over with that velvety smooth tongue of his and whispering sweet nothings into her ear. And by the way, I think Phil can actually does whisper sweet nothings. I think he just says nothing. All right, we'll take a little break. Drew, you all right over there?
I'm great.
Who are we going to talk to when we come back?
How about Mike?
Mike is, go ahead.
I've heard that once you have sex on ecstasy, you will never have another orgasm.
He may be right. We'll find out after this.
You're about to get funky, yo. This is Loveline,
1-800-LOVE-191.
Oh,
we'll be right back. This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Recently, we threw a question out to the general public. What does the L in the new Saturn L series stand for? We got very colorful responses.
Laser. I bet it's laser.
Luscious. Well, I guess that's not a cartoon, is it?
Could be long.
Or longitude. The Saturn longitude series. That works.
Latest. That's it.
How about laudatory? No one uses that word.
Are you sure it's not laser? Well, we figured we better get the word out. The L in the new Saturn L series simply stands for large. The Saturn L series is larger, roomier, more comfort, more power. And like all Saturns, it comes with dent-resistant panels, a money-back guarantee, and a surprisingly affordable price.
Lovely. It should be the Saturn Lovely series.
Large. The L is for large. Come see the new Saturn L series now. Lease for $199 a month. Saturn LS1 with air, AM/FM CD, power windows and locks, keyless entry, and more. 39-month, 39,000-mile lease with $2,843 on delivery. No security deposit.
When it comes time to do your taxes, everyone could use a little help. There's so much information out there that it's difficult to know what's meant for you and what's not. For example, if you're a working family with one child and your income was less than $26,928, or if you have more than one child and your income was less than $30,580, there is a tax credit to assist you in making ends meet. It's called the Minnesota Working Family Credit. This is a refundable credit that reduces the tax some workers owe and may give them refunds. People can get them even if they don't owe any taxes or had no tax taken out of their paychecks. Last year, the average credit for Minnesota families was $1,425. Even people without children may be eligible. However, you do need to apply for the Minnesota Working Family Credit when you file your tax return. For more information, call 651-296-3781 or visit this station's website and look for the Minnesota Working Family Credit. To ensure that you receive everything that's coming to you, make the call 651-296-3781 or visit this station's website.
Hey, can I take your order?
I'd like a super burger with extra ketchup.
Extra ketchup?
Right.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean when you're putting the ketchup on, just put a little more on.
Well, now you're calling me a little moron?
No.
Listen, just because I didn't go to Dunwoody Institute like some of my friends
who
now have interesting careers and high-paying jobs... That doesn't give you the right to call me.
If you want the kind of skills that employers are looking for, Dunwoody Institute is the place for you. With programs in fields like computer networking, engineering drafting, and machine tool and die. Learn the skills that will put you in demand.
Just be a little looser with the ketchup, okay?
Well, now I'm a loser?
No.
Because I've chosen to provide nourishment to my fellow man instead of learning a high-demand skill at Dunwoody.
Excuse me.
Well, you just don't let up, do you?
All right, you know what?
Fine.
Call Dunwoody Institute today at 612-374-5800. That's 612-374-5800.
Have a nice day.
Attention, electricians. The National Electrical Contractor Association and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local Union 292, are in need of Minnesota licensed electricians for immediate work in the metropolitan area. We are offering a $100 gift certificate to Ganner Mountain to anyone who is licensed in the state and not currently an IBEW member. All you have to do is contact the IBEW office and say that you heard this ad, set up a 30-minute appointment with any local 292 organizer, and listen to how becoming an IBEW member can improve your life. We offer the highest wage and fringe benefit package to all of our members performing residential, commercial, and industrial wiring. Now we are willing to buy your Ganner Mountain hunting, fishing, or camping supplies just to explain the opportunities that await you as an IBEW electrician. To receive your Ganner Mountain gift certificate, call 800-337-8310 to make an appointment to meet with an IBEW representative. IBEW Local 292 is 97 years old. It worked then, and it works for you now.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files.
Third Eye Blind singer Stephen Jenkins just finished a week filming the movie Metal God in Los Angeles. Jenkins plays the role of a singer in a rival Judas Priest-style cover band, and the movie also features fellow musician The Verve Pipe's Brian Vander Ark, who fronts a fictitious band, Blood Pollution. Vander Ark has a metal haircut, and Jenkins even wore hair extensions for the shoot. Jennifer Aniston and Mark Wahlberg are also featured prominently in the movie, which is scheduled to hit theaters on September 1st. The Zone Files, from voice messaging services from U.S. West and alternative classics, Zone 105.
Thanks, Wink. Yeah, my name is Brian Oak, and I'm a homemaker from Coon Rapids, Minnesota. I want to say hi to my great Aunt Dorothy in Peoria. Hi, Doc.
And I'm Mary Lucia from Bumhorse, Massachusetts, where I'm a second grade school teacher, and it's so good to be here on the Zone 105 Morning Show.
Now, Wink, I think I'll take news, traffic, and weather on the hour to block.
And I'm going to go with Charlene Tilton on Just Answer the Question.
Oh, I know. I'm so nervous. I'm going to go with Conan O'Brien.
I know the right answer. The right answer is David Letterman's Top 10.
Mary Lucia and Brian Oak, thanks for playing. For your participation, we've got some lovely parting gifts, a lifetime supply of Turtle Wag.
20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yeah, it's a love line. I mean, we're all is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. 311 is coming in here a little bit later in the week, and we're going to talk to Mike, who's 17. Mike?
Adam, Drew, how's it going?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Just want to tell you I'm a former long-time listener, second-time caller.
Fantabulous.
Former long-time listener.
Yeah, I live in Nevada now. We don't get the radio station.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah, I miss it.
Where are you calling from?
Fallon, Nevada.
All right.
Where?
Fallon.
Fallon.
Yeah.
That sounds like a hellhole.
Oh, it's tons of fun.
Really?
What? Yep. What's it near?
No, it's not fun at all. I'm just being sarcastic. It's about 45 minutes past Reno.
I'd sue my parents if they moved me to Nevada.
So they're Winnemucca?
Winnemucca is quite a ways.
Okay. Is that near Steppacrappa?
Yeah, something like that.
All right. So what's going on there, Mike?
Okay, well, I heard that if you do ecstasy and you have sex while you're on ecstasy, that you will not be able to have an orgasm unless you're on ecstasy.
Ever again?
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, it's just like overwhelming or something, and it just fries your senses or something.
No. I mean, it does literally fry your senses. It actually is sort of a burnout of certain pathways in the brain caused by ecstasy. But I know of no evidence that it prevents you from having orgasm again or from experiencing sex in any kind of meaningful way.
No, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, as I like to say.
Yeah.
All right, have fun during the summer over there, Mike. Robin?
Yeah?
I hate hot places. Oh, I would kill myself if I was in some dust bowl in Nevada.
Can you imagine living in Arizona? Oh,
kill myself. I kill. I mean, it gets like 118 degrees. I would fall into such a depression.
Oh, but really, last time in Tucson, remember?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What?
That's right. I've been to Tucson twice.
Yeah.
I saw the ugly, seedy underbelly of it the first time I was there. But the second time I was there with you, it was nice. But I couldn't imagine being there during the summer. Yeah. Robin, you're 17 years old.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi. I think I have a prescription drug addiction to codeine, Percocets, things like that. And but I'm not sure if I actually have the problem or if I'm just thinking I do just to sabotage my relationship.
Well, it's sort of rare that somebody imagines they have a problem with a drug like an opiate. Are you using them every day?
Yes.
You have a problem.
How long have you been using them every day?
About 2 months.
What got you started on it? Trip to the dentist?
My mother is very sick, and she has an ongoing Kylox prescription, and I've taken to get, you know, faking headaches and stuff and stealing her pills. And
what is she sick with? What is she sick with? Robin?
Mm-hmm.
What is she ill with?
Her kidneys and pancreas are failing. She's got hip problems, knee problems.
What do you mean her kidneys and pancreas are failing?
She's she's had a kidney transplant and it's not doing very well anymore, and she's trying to get a pancreas transplant. The diabetes is like wreaking havoc on her body.
Okay, all right. So Robin, you're probably going to have to try to get off of this stuff.
Well, you're going to have to treat it. Opiate addiction is not something that gets better magically. I in fact will not treat it as an outpatient. You have to come out of the hospital to be treated, in my opinion.
But you get to leave later that day, right?
Not the same day. And I'm not saying that nobody would try, but I've had just abysmal success with trying to treat opiates as an outpatient. It is a profound biology, and it must be treated.
All right, so what does she do?
She has to talk to her doctor.
She doesn't have a doctor. Well, she probably does, because her mom probably has a team of doctors.
Yeah, and she needs to get referred to an addictionologist, absolutely.
All right, but you understand, Drew, a lot of people don't have doctors.
Well, then I understand what you're asking me. In other words, how do you enter the healthcare system?
Well, yeah. How do you find someone if you don't have a doctor, you have an addiction problem, you don't know where to turn? I mean, can you open the phone book? Can you look under addiction?
It's hard to do that. You could go to a university, and they usually have a psychiatric department with addiction medicine people there.
Right.
You could go to a family doctor or an internist and you know, ask around somebody with a doctor they like and they can communicate with. Go to that person and establish a relationship.
Well, I think a lot of our – I know, because I come from that kind of environment. I never had insurance. I never had a doctor. I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have anything. I couldn't – you know, I wouldn't know where to go.
No, that's an important point.
Henry?
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to go down to County USC and get the crap kicked out of you. Yeah. What's up there, Henry?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You're 21. What's
Yeah, my I live with a roommate that I'm pretty sure he's gay.
Uh-huh.
And he keeps trying to pick up on me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to handle it. I'm not into that. I don't know what to do.
How do you know he's gay?
Well, he walks around naked a lot in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, bends over a lot. I don't know what to do.
He does not bend over.
Yeah. You're being so full of crap.
Yeah, we all know. You know, let me tell you how I spot the gays. They spread the ass cheeks right in front of me. They make an excuse, you know, to drop a coin or a wallet or something. Then they bend over, and as they bend over, the pants sling down, and then they spread the ass cheeks and expose the anus, trying to tempt me into their dark lair.
Doesn't that just mean plumber?
Oh, yeah, it usually means contractor.
Yeah, I love you guys, man. You're the greatest.
All right, Henry.
Take it easy.
Stop screwing with us, you idiot.
Jesus.
Screwball. Bends over. But I love this sort of retarded male mentality. Geez, how do I know he's gay? Ooh, he's constantly bending over and showing me his rectum.
So ridiculous.
And he had a welcome mat sewn onto the back of his testicles so that when he finally bends over, it sort of beckons me in. All right, Jim?
What's up?
What's up there, Jim? You're 28.
Hey, I got this two-part question. Have you ever heard of, I got a good news and bad news? I got a question for Dr. Drew, and then I have another one for you, Adam.
All right.
So presumably I'm the bad news. Go ahead.
No, actually, well, it's just two questions, really.
Go right
okay,
ahead.
Okay, I'll go with Adam first.
Right.
When I'm with my girl, well, a girl, somebody I care about, whatever, you know, in a relationship with, it takes a while for me to achieve orgasm, mm-hmm. you know, and they can do the everything under the sun, you
right,
know.
Right.
But
sorry, Jim, most guys wish for that problem.
That's right. Don't cut him off.
Oh,
right.
No. I'm cool with that.
Put in context.
But what I'm saying is, now when I'm, okay, there's a couple times I've journeyed off into, like, adult video stores, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they.
Wait, hold on. Slow down. Adam, I don't think you understand what that is.
Adult video
store? Yeah, I'm hip. I've heard.
Okay.
I read an article in JAMA on it.
In fact, I thought I saw Drew, Adam in one time. That's what prompted me to go in.
What city are you in?
Oh, I can't tell you that.
All right. Well,
I can tell you if he was at the store.
I would have told you if I was there. All right, so, Jim, when you go into the adult video stores, you're able to take care of yourself?
No. Someone else takes care of it for me.
Oh, they do.
Of the same gender. And it happens a lot quicker. I mean, within, like, seconds, you know? And
wait.
Let me tell you, I don't feel like I'm homosexual, you know?
I understand. Well, you may not be, but your Johnson is. So you go into a, is it a gay adult video store?
It's just a, you know,
anyone can go in type thing, you know?
Right. And how do they take care of you? Do you go into one of those booths?
Yeah, you know, them booths, and you watch a video, and then somebody opens the door and says, oops, I'm sorry, and then you kind of still do your thing, and then they walk in, and then they do their thing for you.
Now, is their thing oral sex, or is it the hand?
The hand,
yeah. The hand, I see. Wow, and you can achieve an orgasm that way faster than being with a woman.
Yeah.
Are women threatened you in some way? Even though your sexual orientation may be towards women, maybe there's something about women that is particularly sort of...
No, I mean, I'm very attracted to women, you know.
Let me ask you this, Jim. I have a good hypothetical question for you.
Okay.
What if you were with a woman that you just met, you had no feelings for, and it was almost just like a prostitute? Do you think you'd be able to have a quicker orgasm with that woman?
Well, now that you use that analogy, it does happen. I did have that experience a couple times, and yeah, and it does happen a lot quicker.
Yeah, that's what I think.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I'm a little bit frightened of the intimacy part of it.
Well, and he's frightened of women. There's some major stuff going on here.
All right,
turn over the cards, Jim. What's going on with you? You been hospitalized or something? Or
never.
Where's your mom? You like your mama?
Yeah.
And everything's good? She never smothered you with her large breasts or anything like that?
No.
No. All right. So, listen, here's my hypothesis here, Drew. I'm going to put Jim on hold for a second. He's a little scared of intimacy. So when he's with a woman that he has feelings for, the orgasm is a little slower coming out.
Yes.
When he's with a prostitute or even a guy... no problems because no strings attached and no long-term prospect there.
You're right.
Fine. I don't know. I don't care. I'm just giving the answer.
Well, it takes a specific form here because of some unresolved issues about his parents.
Yeah.
Really serious unresolved stuff.
Okay.
Guilt and sort of feelings of annihilation and consumption by women.
Right. You can get a little cathartic now. Slow down.
No.
You're showing too much of your hand. You know what I'm saying, buddy?
Are we going to break?
I know Jim had a second question, but he used up too much time in the first question. Who are we going to talk to, and then we'll go to break? Kenya?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah.
Doctor said you're pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
You're still getting your period?
Exactly.
Yeah. That might not be your period.
What is it then?
Well, it's maybe an emergency, but we can talk about it.
All right. Here's how we handle emergencies. We're going to put you on hold.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to urinate, get something to eat, and we'll come in. We'll make a 20 minutes of small talk, and then we'll get back to you.
All right, then.
And we'll see how your internal bleeding and possible miscarriage is going. Okay. So we're going to take a break, and we'll get a possible topic. We'll get back with Kenya after this.
What's up?
Bye-bye. Loveline, we'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Dream Girls is looking for a few good men 18 and older, for a serious study on human sexuality. Applicants for this study must apply in person at Dream Girls and present a valid Minnesota ID. Those chosen to participate will be subjected to a wide variety of beautiful women. These women, in various stages of undress, are certified by Dream Girls to elicit a wide range of responses from participating subjects. Men applying at Dream Girls should be in overall good health and free from any heart conditions. Those bearing a ticket stub from any downtown event shall be admitted at no charge. Dream Girls reserves the right to continue weekly appearances by adult film stars. Those wishing to utilize the discreet rear entrance of Dream Girls shall be permitted to do so. For more information or directions to Dream Girls, call 33-DREAM. Make a difference. Choose to participate at Dream Girls. Open late, open now. Just west of Hennepin on 5th Street in downtown Minneapolis. Dream Girls, where your fantasy begins.
If you want to work for a big internet company, you got to move to Silicon Valley, right? Actually, no. There's a big new Silicon Valley-type internet company right here in the Twin Cities. It's called March 1st, and they've got tons of jobs for people with creative, technical, and strategic internet experience. Now, you probably think any second the cheesy recruitment spot disco music is going to start. Then you'll start hearing words like career advancement and opportunity of a lifetime, and they'll ask you to join their winning team. Finally, they'll try and lure you in with their world-class short-term disability plan, as if that's what you've been looking for all along. Fact is, March 1st is the only Silicon Valley-type internet company in town. Probably haven't heard of them yet, but you've heard of their clients. Apple, Harley-Davidson, eBay, Williams-Sonoma. Don't worry if the idea of working with Fortune 100 clients puts butterflies in your stomach. It should.
just means you're ready for something new, something bigger. Means you're ready for March 1st. Give them a call, 612-745-3158. That's 612-745-3158.
Arch Communications, this is Kathy. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name is Chuck, and every time my pager beeps, my dog scratches his belly.
Well, that's very strange. Have you tried setting it on vibrating mode?
No, I haven't.
Okay, press the dot key to display the function menu.
Excuse me, ma'am, but I can't do that.
You can't do that?
No, you see, it's inside my dog.
Well, have you tried taking him to the vet?
I was hoping you could help.
Introducing Arch, a very different paging company where you'll not only get affordable pricing and simplified billing, but when you call us, you'll always speak to a real-life paging expert who can answer any question or solve any problem, no matter how serious it may be.
Sure I don't need a knife?
Let's put the knife down, Chuck.
I sterilized it.
Arch, a more personal paging company. For more information, call 1-800-ARCH-USA.
Call Arch Paging at 996-0400. Ask about quality Motorola products. That's Arch Paging at 996-0400 for quality Motorola products.
And now, a message from Audio King, Car Audio. I've got a question for you. What is better than getting something free? Free. As in free installation on all CD and cassette decks from all the top names, all the time, at Audio King. What is better than that? Well, lots of you will say nothing. Nothing is better than free installation on top brands like Alpine, Pioneer, Kenwood, Sony, and more. A handful of you will have one, or maybe two things that are better than free installation. Oh sure, there's love, and maybe soft little puppy dogs, but that's your list, pal, not mine. After all, can a soft little puppy hardwire a 4-channel 200-watt head unit in less than an hour? I don't think so. That stuff is best left to our MECP certified professional installers, not puppies. Especially when Audio King has over 109 CD and cassette head units available, all installed free. So come by now for your free installation. You'll feel great, and so will I. Gifts and custom labor not included.
Audio King.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Paroli. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. And let's get back to the phones and speak to Kenya. Kenya 17. Doctor said she was pregnant, so I'm guessing she's pregnant.
How long ago was that?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
How long ago was it you were told you're pregnant?
How long ago? I got tested February 19th, I believe. And because I usually get my period February 10th, you know, like each, like the 10th and stuff.
Right.
And I noticed I was late, so I went to go get tested and tested out positive. But later on that month, you know, I got my period. And I've been getting it ever since.
On schedule?
And yeah, unscheduled.
Well, it's possible that that period after you had been sort of deemed pregnant was a miscarriage. The problem with bleeding early in a pregnancy is it can be something called first trimester bleeding, which means the problem with bleeding early in a pregnancy is it can be an impending miscarriage, or it can be an ectopic pregnancy, which is a potential emergency. When a fetus begins developing in the fallopian tube, the tube can burst, you can bleed to death. So you haven't been back to see your doctor since then?
No, because I've been like really wondering, and I've been kind of scared because I'm like, if I'm supposed to be pregnant, then why am I doing, you know?
That's why you didn't go see your doctor?
Yeah, because I was kind of scared because, you know, I was like, besides I'm young, I'm 17, you know, and it's like, I definitely don't need a kid right now, so, like, you know.
Let me ask the question again. Why haven't you seen the doctor?
Like I said, you know, I don't want the test to come back positive, you know?
It already did.
I know, but I mean, like, you know, because I was kind of hoping it would be, like, a total fake or, you know, maybe it was a mistake or whatever.
Yeah, help me. Help me.
Kenny, do you have some sort of beads or something you could rub, something lucky, something scientific that you could do like that? I'm saying something proactive. No. Okay.
Not really.
Magnet.
Listen, instead of keeping your fingers crossed, why don't you keep your legs crossed? Hey, write that down, Drew.
Oh,
that's solid. Listen, goofball, you got to go back to the doctor because here are your choices. You're either not pregnant or you are pregnant and there's something seriously wrong. Either way, you need to know. And the doctor, and I know this may be shocking to you, cannot make you pregnant if you're not actually pregnant.
I know, but...
Unless he rapes you in his office, which is a possibility.
Yeah, but this kind of denial is really, really...
Yeah. You wonder how she got pregnant the first time with this kind of denial.
Just kind of thinking.
Hey, Kenya?
Yeah.
Go to the goddamn doctor, you goofball. A, number one. B, number two, with your way of thinking, I'm guessing you're going to be pregnant in the next 4 to 6 months anyway, so you better just start buying baby clothes.
Or look into a doctor. If you're hell-bent on getting pregnant, at least don't keep the child.
All right. Go to the doctor, goofball. This could be something very dangerous.
Jesse.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
My question is, my left testicle is swell, and it's really starting to freaking annoy me.
Well, wait a minute. It's gotten enlarged?
Yeah, it's gotten bigger than a baseball.
What period of time is it enlarged like that?
It's like that all the time.
It's always been that way?
Yeah, it's like whenever I lay down and stuff, I went to the hospital, and they said the only thing they could do was remove it.
So what, did they say what it was within the scrotum that was enlarging like that?
Mm-mm. All I know is whenever I feel it, it's like a sack around it, besides the scrotum, just like a sack.
Yeah, let me stay back to with what you were told when you were at the hospital. Did they say what was causing the enlargement?
Mm-mm.
It wasn't a hernia.
Mm-mm.
Did they use the word cystocele or spermatocele or hydrocele or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
no.
Hey, but it's is it bigger than it was a year ago?
Mm-hmm. It's bigger than it was a year ago.
Did they talk about putting a needle in it and draining it?
Mm-mm. No.
That's one thing they can do if it is one of these cysts, but... that kind of thing, again, it's one of about three or four different things. One is a fluid-filled body, and the other would be some growth, like a tumor, and then finally hernia. But, boy, I would sure suggest he get back and have it properly taken care of. It doesn't sound like he understood at all what they were telling him.
No, and on the other side of the story is that he said it was the size of a baseball or bigger than a baseball, which I can't really imagine.
Well, but, some people come with grapefruits.
And the point is he has to go in and get it looked at again. Yeah. I don't know why he's even calling. John?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're 23. What's up?
I have a fantasy. I fantasize a lot about women urinating.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's normal or,
I
don't know.
To be normal. It seems to be normal these days, Adam.
Yes. I know if you've looked at any of the penthouses or hustlers, there's a lot of urine going on. As a matter of fact, they've taken it to the next step. I don't know if you've seen this issue of Hustler. This, I think it's April's issue.
Yeah.
There's actually scratch and sniff urine sample in there. You actually can smell urine while you're masturbating.
Now I like to urinate on myself sometimes.
Listen, hold on a second. Drew, I was having this conversation with somebody. I can't
Another writer at the Man Show?
No. You know who I was? No. Actually, I was with Jimmy, and I was talking to a guy who wrote for Hustler, and I was saying to him, what is it with all the urination? Because I got to believe that 90% of the male population is not as interested in urination as these magazines would depict. And then I said, isn't it about just sort of pushing the envelope? I mean, just moving forward. I mean, we had naked chick spread eagle 20 years ago. We got to keep going. How can we keep going? Let's keep going with the urination. And I really do think the scratch and sniff urine has got to be right around the corner.
Well, but I think you're right. I think, though, that perhaps because people have been so hyperstimulated by all this crap, though, maybe they actually need that for the kinds of arousal that in the old days would be caused by, looking at a French postcard.
Yes. Well, or me, the Vegas ad in the back of the sports page.
Exactly.
Or even worse, the chick on the raft box at Big Five. You've sunk to a new low when you're masturbating to the chick in the one piece who's floating on the raft in the back of the raft box at the Big Five during the summer clearance sale.
What frightens me is I know you did that.
Yes, I certainly did.
Thank you
very much.
I was I was speaking in college this week, and I was thinking about these women's magazines and the sort of the way they portray women with a bad influence. And I realized, you know what? The reason there is a Man Show is because of these goddamn women's magazines.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, there needs to be a response to the over sort of... It's like Cosmo's become a parody of itself.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So now you need something to parry the male perspective.
All right. Well, the point is if you fantasize about women urinating, that's fine. If you need someone to urinate on you in order to achieve an orgasm, maybe that's fine. Let me just make sure. John?
What do you would say?
How, pardon the pun, how deep are you into this?
Well, to give you kind of an example, it's not just women urinating. I like to urinate on myself and roll around in it.
Well, I do that when I'm drunk. And I just left the bed.
No, I'm being serious. I like to roll around in it.
And where do you urinate? How do you roll around in it?
Bathtub.
You just urinate. Do you fill the tub with urine, or do you cut it with some water?
Usually just straight.
Yeah, just lie there and pee on yourself?
Straight up.
Is that sexually arousing to you?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
He's goofing up. All right, screwball. Jesus Christ. We have more screwball BS calls in this show in the last week than I remember in the last year. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a little break. Drew, who are we going to talk to when we come back?
Nobody.
Yeah, we'll speak to Iris. She's 16. She goes deaf after having sex. What's wrong with that?
Joe.
Well, they said no one swapped wife with friend. Now he's having feelings for other woman. Oh, they did wife swapping. All right.
I was just discussing with our callers, that's all.
Okay, we'll get to Joe after this.
Love Line. Matt Carolla and Dr. Drew will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Gabby's presents the Twin Cities official South Park Wednesday.
Maybe I can lure into a night of exotic delectation.
Head to Gabby's every Wednesday night starting at 8:30. Upstairs, a $3 cover gets you 50-cent taps all night long and a free taco bar until the end of South Park. And after the show, Gabby's opens up the dance floor and takes you back to the 80s. Plus, they give away cash every half hour from 10 until midnight, and you'll keep enjoying those 50-cent taps. Your official South Park headquarters is Gabby's. Join me, Brian Oak, this Wednesday night at Gabby's, located on the hip northeast side of Minneapolis, just north of Broadway on Marshall, right on the Mississippi. South Park Wednesdays at Gabby's, brought to you by Comedy Central, Media One, Bianchi Rossi Tours, and Gabby's Saloon and Eatery.
Thanks. Here's another one about that same dead porcupine. This is the Road to Spring Break. The Road to Spring Break is a long one. For a porcupine who's stuck inside. But CouchClub.com made it easy. They got him more than a ride. Found where the parties were happening. Got a discount on a leopard print song. And learn to mix the purple hooter. We got it all at CouchClub.com. Whoa, thank you. Thanks a lot. Y'all do like that porcupine now and log on to CouchClub.com for all your spring break planning. That's CouchClub.com. It's all you. It's all you.
Cricky's got some extra tickets to the College Hoops Finals in Indiana. Want to go? Log on to collegeclub.com and click on the basketball. Collegeclub.com. It's all you.
Family. If you're lucky, you remember the little moments that were good.
Are you in the mafia?
I'm in the waste management business.
I got a bad feeling.
People are going to get murdered.
I got to do the right thing by you. You're trying to be whack? I don't want to die now.
The season finale of The Sopranos, Sunday, April 9th at 9 p.m. 8 Central, only on HBO. Soundtrack available on Playtone Columbia Sony Music Soundtracks.
Last year, Tommy was a second string wrestler. Then he joined the Army National Guard as a junior and did basic training over summer. He came back in great shape with the confidence and discipline to be a wrestling champion. The Guard's just one weekend a month and 2 weeks a year, but can change your life, even help you through college. Check out their website, same as their phone number, www.1800goguard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Join Brian and Mary from the Zone 105 Morning Show at Grumpy's this Friday morning from 5:30 to 9 a.m. for Breakfast with the Morning Show. Get your ass out of bed and join us. There'll be lots of coffee, psychic readings, and the infamous $5 breakfast special, as well as tons of Zone prizes, including ultra-high-quality late-night infomercial stuff, like the Pocket Fisherman and Ginsu knives.
Ooh, be careful.
Breakfast with the Morning Show, this Friday at Grumpy's on Washington, from Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yeah, this is a Love Line. We're going to take a quick 10-second timeout. And then we'll be back with more of the fabulous program in just 10 seconds.
This is Love Line on Radio Station. Zone 105, KZNR Lakeville, KZNT Cambridge, KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
It's Love Line, Amanda Carolla. That it is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191-311 will be in at the end of the week. Chris Hardwick is going to come in here on Wednesday night. You remember him from the Newlywed Game. What the hell was that game show he was on for 1,000 years on MTV? Singled Out? Yeah. Chris is an old friend of mine, and as it turns out, we're in a movie together that I forgot
no.
I did.
Oh, my gosh. Nobody's promoting?
Yeah, and apparently this movie that we did like 4 years ago is somehow resurfaced. I'm currently having my people buy up all the copies and burn them. But Chris is a big part in it, and he's going to come in here and we're going to promote that. And Drew, I watched the movie start to finish Saturday night that you and I are in with Brooke Shields and D.B. Sweeney and a couple other people.
Did you watch with anybody else?
No.
Just yourself?
I watched myself.
I was curious what any other humans thought of it other than you.
Oh, well, I thought we were...
I know you're enamored with your own performance, I'm sure.
Well, that's the problem is when I watch a movie, I just sort of, if I'm in it, I just tunnel in on myself, and then it goes black when I'm not on the screen, which was the majority of the movie.
Was it any good?
Yeah, the movie was well done. It was a real movie. It had songs in it you heard and people you recognized, and it looked like they used a regular camera and everything, and it was good.
How's that for suck?
It's a regular movie, huh? What?
That Joe?
No, just keep talking.
Is there going to be a premiere we have to go to?
I'm sure if they had it, they've already had it. And we're not going anywhere if that's what you're asking. Didn't we already, you know what I was thinking about, Ann? I'm glad you're here tonight and back with us in general. But when I was driving home from Loveline a couple of nights ago, didn't we win some sort of a Billboard National Show of the Year, or maybe it was something less than that? Yes. But the point
it
is,
was. It was Billboard Award. Yes.
Didn't we win something?
Yes.
And wasn't it like I don't know, 8 months ago?
Yeah, 5-6 months ago.
And didn't I make the announcement at that time that we wouldn't see a plaque, there wouldn't be an award ceremony, and there wouldn't be anything?
You know what?
What?
I have a plaque on my desk.
Oh, you do?
That I saw for the first time today.
Oh, really?
It's beautiful.
Funny that I bring that up. Is it because it's been sitting there for 4 months?
Yeah, it wasn't there when I left, and then there today.
But could it have been there for the last 4 or 5 months? And
yes, I'm sure it was.
I see. Anderson, you have something to say?
Yeah, Max brought it in. You're a stoner. He showed it to you, and you said, thanks, Max, get out.
Oh, I did.
He asked for his own version of it.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
What did Max show me?
A little lucite.
Who decided, and I'm guessing there's some sort of a lucite board that got hold of all these companies awards. And boards that hand these awards out, but everything is made of lucite these days. I don't know what that is. We got our Shine Awards, they're pillars of lucite. So the point is though, we don't get an award ourselves, right? We just get a sort of general one for the show. Okay, good enough. And the ceremony, that's coming up? I want to know whether to rent the tux. Not this weekend?
No.
Okay. All right. But somehow I knew, Drew, that even though it sounded like a pretty prestigious award, we wouldn't actually see any... And
as usual, it has nothing to do with us.
I see. Okay.
You know what I mean?
I understand. That's true. Right. It doesn't. Joe?
Yes, good evening, gentlemen.
You're 27?
Yes, sir.
What's your nationality?
South American, sir.
I see. What part of South America are you from?
Venezuela.
That's my hometown. I went to Venezuela High.
Okay, great. I think I remember you, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I went to VH.
okay.
And you're where are you living now?
Southern California.
I see. And should we be shipping you back, or are you here legally?
No, luckily I'm a USA citizen.
All right. And you did a little wife swapping, did you?
Before anything, I just would like to say thank you very much for taking my call, and I think very highly of both of you guys, Dr. Drew as well as you, Adam. You guys are very awesome.
Thank you.
Where I got for you guys.
Well, it's our pleasure, and anything to keep those awards coming in.
I don't blame you guys.
I polish mine every day before I leave the house.
I was telling your screener that I think this is something kind of stupid that I've done, you know, myself, as well as my wife. basically, we met this couple, you know, and we've known each other for almost a year now. And, well, one thing led to another, and next thing you know, we're in the same room. And we pretty much just, you know, starting to get a little, you know, drinking a little bit, having a good time. And well, it happened. And my wife and I starting to have, you know, intercourse, of course, you know, and then, you know, because I think we were drunk, obviously. We were kind of out of our minds. And then this other couple, they were, obviously, they tried to fit in the picture. And they're starting to do their own thing as well. Next thing we know, we're getting close to each other. People, you know, the couples are getting next to each other. And boom, next thing happens, we swapped. And after that, we really didn't say much to each other after that. Next thing it happened. Next time it did happen again, probably about a month after that, it did happen again. And it seemed like every time it did happen, I personally try to, you know, like, I love my wife dearly. I do. And I don't have nothing else but my wife in my mind. But we have done it 3 times. And the thing is that I'm starting to have some kind of weird feelings towards this other person.
Well, evidently your wife's having some feelings towards the other guy too.
Well, it is obvious that I guess there has to be some sort of attraction, some physical attraction in all parties, I assume.
Well, furthermore, though, when women have sex with guys, it's usually more than just a physical attraction.
You bet. Unless your wife's got some history that we need to know about.
Now, quick question.
Does your wife have any history?
You know, obviously, we're talking from a man point of view. Obviously, a woman will say it differently. A woman will say, you know what, a woman knows what love is, and a woman knows what sex is. What do you think about that?
Well, listen, here's quiet down over there, Drew. Who's the doctor? Here's our experience. When a woman is having sex with a man, she either is interested in the man in more than just a physical way, there's an emotional attachment, or she's a pretty chaotic, a little screwed up, and has a little bit of a history, and is able just to do it without any emotional strings attached.
Okay.
So, does she have any history that we need to know about?
Well, you know what, to be honest with you, I know her very well. I probably shouldn't say that, but I know her very as far as I know, I know her well. And to be honest with you, she comes from a very well family. And I've never seen or known anything wrong with her.
Never done anything chaotic. I mean, you know, out of the ordinary, strange.
No alcoholism in the family?
Well,
listen, they're from alcohol. South America. Everyone over there is drunk. Please, Drew.
Yeah,
foolish question.
Because addicts behave like this, too. That's another way that you get to this kind of stuff.
No, there isn't. I mean, they're, you know, family drinks, you know, but they don't have a alcohol list.
All right. So what do you want to do now? Do you have children?
No, we don't.
Yeah. How long have you been married?
3 years.
3 years. And you think you're falling in love with this woman?
Yes, sir.
And what do you think would happen if you said to this woman, if you're able to contact her away from her husband and said, how about just me and you sneak away sometime? What do you think her answer would be?
I personally wouldn't do that.
But what do you think, if you hypothesize, if you just guess what her reaction would be? Would she go for that?
I don't know.
Well, Adam, of course you would.
Well, listen,
Adam, come on, of course
you
would.
I'm guessing you would. Listen, Joe, here's the point. You sound like a decent guy who wants to save your marriage.
Correct.
So here's what you need to do.
Okay.
Stop this and possibly get into a little couples counseling.
Oh,
not you and the others, not you, not the four of you, you understand?
Okay.
You and your wife. First thing you need to do is stop having the swinging, and the second thing you need to do is get in and talk to a therapist with your wife and see if you can't sort of patch up things. Because I'm a little bit suspicious. I don't know of many women who would continue with this behavior that weren't either A, pretty whacked out, or B, falling in love with the other guy. I suspect they're both falling in love with each other's partner. Well, maybe all four of them are.
There has to be mutuality in all this, but I bet also Joe's wife has been telling him for a long time that there's some problems.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Melissa?
Hello?
You're 15. What's up?
Well, okay, every time I get close to this guy, I don't want to do anything with him, but I really like him when I'm not around him.
Hmm. Well, you're 15. That's fine. You're 15.
A woman's prerogative.
That's fine. That's normal.
Well,
it gets a little overwhelming, a little intense when you're 15. And
No. I don't know. It's just weird like that.
No. Yeah.
As opposed to overwhelming and intense, it's normal at your age to be trying to figure this kind of thing out.
Okay.
To be confused.
Okay. Fine. It's almost quaint.
Yeah.
We miss that.
We do miss that, don't we?
You're gay.
Well, you may be gay. All right, Penn? Penn.
Sleeping?
Caller goes by the name Penn. I've been on hold for 57 and a half minutes. Penn?
Yeah.
You're 17. What's up?
Yeah, I just want to know, like, I have a really short fuse when it comes to, like, temper, and, like, I'm really violent towards people. Like, I'm at a friend's house because, like, my mom's ex-husband, like, they got into an argument, and I interjected, and me and him got into a physical argument outside, and, like, so me and him started our fist flying and stuff like that. And
You and the stepdad?
Yeah. And so it proceeded for us rolling on the ground, and so I just, like, started slamming his head on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'll tell you, that is the whitest of all white trash maneuvers is slugging it out with stepdad. You know
what I'm saying? Well, we're not really white trash. I mean, we're pretty decent. My mom's an accountant, and he's an attorney, so.
Oh, my God. He's going to sue your ass.
Well, he's really violent towards my mom, too, so.
Well, okay. Well, so here's the deal. Here's my hypothesis. Don't correct me if I'm wrong. Someone was violent with your mom, like her dad, way back when. Your dad's, your mom's original husband, your dad was probably a violent guy.
Sure,
they probably broke up because of his violence, and then lo and behold, she went and found another violent guy.
And lo and behold, she has a son who's violent. When you're growing up around violence, it instills in you a lot of anger and aggression, and it also burns out the part of the brain that's responsible for sort of screening out or containing impulses. You actually lose that part of the brain function. It sometimes requires medication to keep things in check.
Where's original dad?
He's like an alcoholic, so I don't really associate with him.
Was he violent with you growing up?
No, I really don't know him.
How old were you when you left?
I was a baby, but the guy I called dad is my mom's second husband.
I see. The great guy's head you're slamming against the pavement?
No, that's her third marriage.
Oh, I see.
Her second marriage, he's a really great guy. He's the guy I called dad.
I see.
But that's the one your mom had to sabotage so she could get the violent guy back in.
Yeah, pretty much.
Great. Well, a violent attorney, that is a 1-2 punch, pardon the pun.
I mean, I have to go to court because I have 4 charges. I have 2 malicious wounding charges, an assault and battery, and an assault on an officer.
Well, you're 17. It's not like you're 11. I mean, a man's liable to, you know, have a record, you know, as he's older in years. A malicious wounding.
I have 2 malicious wounding charges.
What is a malicious wounding charge? That's like you stab someone with a sprinkler key or something?
It's just like I go off. I just don't even know what's going on. It just goes black. Like the guy, my stepdad, he's like, I went to my friend's house. I don't even know. I got off work and he was just on the ground bleeding. I just got in my car and left. So.
Okay. Hey, Penn?
Yeah.
Couple of things. Don't ever take any martial arts, any taekwondo or
kickboxing. Or speed. Or speed.
That's what I take is martial arts.
Okay. Stop doing that. You screwball. All we need is a guy like you, more dangerous. 2, don't get involved with speed. Hey, you know what your problem is? You don't smoke pot.
Well, I do smoke pot.
You do smoke pot.
Yeah.
You're not smoking enough weed.
Yeah.
Don't take, listen, Penn.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Don't get drunk. And don't do speed.
Okay.
If you get drunk or do speed, that's it. You're going to go off like a whirling dervish.
Oh, you'll kill somebody. You will kill somebody.
That's what I'm scared of.
All right. Do not take speed. Do not get drunk. And go. You may need to be put on a little something.
Yeah, you got to see someone about this. This is ridiculous. Why not get help before something happens?
Right. And by the way, parents out there, and I blame all of you personally, when you got a kid, I mean, when I turn on the TV and I see the 14-year-old who bashed in the other kid's head at the railroad track and the guy who shot some other guy in the back or a guy who stole a kid's bike and beat the crap out of him and paralyzed him at 14, 15, 16 years old, when I see that and then I see a big fat mom up there crying the blues, I blame you. You screwed this kid up. You turned him into an animal, and I hold you responsible. And that excuse of I can't control my kid is right up there with I can't control my dog.
Yeah.
You're responsible. That is, if your dog is biting everyone in the neighborhood and your excuse is I can't control him, then who do we punish? You or the dog. Both of you. I want Mama punished and I want Papa punished too. This drives me insane. There's nothing worse. There's some 15, 6-year-old kid. He's terrorizing the neighborhood. All the kids are scared assless of him. They're taking different routes home. He's beating the crap out of people. And where the hell are you? You're watching your soaps every morning, every afternoon. You get off your ass, you do something. I wish we'd hold these parents more accountable. I know, Drew, if we held parents accountable, they would get more involved. Yes,
absolutely.
if you thought you were going to be, your fat, lazy ass was going to be hauled off to the pokey because of what your 16, 17-year-old son did or who he beat the crap out of.
You would figure out a way to change.
You'd get your goddamn ass off the sofa. You'd drag this kid in for some counseling. You'd get him on some medication. You wouldn't just sit there and say, there's nothing I can do. Let the cops handle it. Why isn't it that way?
Because you're not in charge.
Oh, my God. It drives me insane. All right. I mean, I know these women and these men are depressed and they're screwed up and they're alcoholics, but I'm telling you, if you put the burden on them, if you said to them, listen, we caught your 13-year-old beating the crap out of another kid, and if we catch him again, you know who's going in? You're going in. You don't think they'd get off their ass and make damn sure that kid, they knew where that kid was? Of course they would. Iris, you're 16.
Hello, huh?
Who else can you be responsible for, by the way, if you cannot be responsible for your own kid? Jesus Christ. All right, Iris?
Hello?
All right, you go deaf when you have sex?
Yeah. First off, I'd like to tell Dr. Drew I love you. I've been listening to you forever, yada, yada, yada. I bet everybody tells you that. But, yeah, after I have sex and I have an orgasm, I go deaf. Like,
for how long?
I can't hear anything. I think the longest it's lasted is, like, 45 minutes. I mean...
Is it like you're stone deaf? You can't hear a thing?
No. I can't hear anything. I mean, I feel kind of, you know, like, tired. I mean, anybody does, but I just can't hear. I mean...
Now, let me ask you again.
Did you just have sex, Iris?
No. Huh?
I said, do you go stone deaf? You can't hear a thing?
No, I can't hear anything.
Yeah? Yes, I do. I can make out words just because I see people moving their lips and stuff, but I go deaf.
Here's what the lip she's reading. I'm going to get something to eat.
Where's the remote?
Yeah, those are the words you're really going to have to learn. Does the guy have a scratch pad?
No.
You're sitting on the remote.
Iris, listen, I need to be clear about this.
Okay.
Is it that you can kind of hear people speaking, but you can't make out what they're saying because language doesn't make sense? Or is it muffled, or is it stone deaf? You can't hear a thing.
At the very, very beginning, it's like stone deaf. I can't hear anything at all.
Okay.
And then slowly but surely, it comes back.
As the semen drips out of your ears?
Any other symptoms, Iris? Do you have fullness in your sinuses or your sneezing or yawning?
No, nothing like that.
And no visual disturbances?
No, nothing like that. The only thing with me is I go completely deaf.
Okay.
What do you say? You're going deaf?
Yep.
Okay, let me write that down. Goes.
And do you have a migraine headaches?
Actually, I think I have a headache like once a year or any sort like migraines and anything like that. I have them like once a year and that's it.
Is there a family history of migraines?
My mom gets a lot of them, but other than that, nobody ever does. She's the only one.
That'd be important.
Iris, you really ought to see a neurologist about this. Has it always been this way?
Actually, not like a month after I had sex, but then like after that month.
Ever since.
Yeah, and then I stopped having sex for like a month, and then I did again, and the very, very last time I had sex, which like almost 3 weeks ago, that's like it got really bad, so I just stopped. I'm like not even wanting to.
All right. It's scary.
You may need a CAT scan anyway. I mean,
just talking to her?
Seems like she's having a little trouble processing information.
Maybe. I just think that Iris needs to get checked out. I've heard of massive headaches. I've heard of visual disturbances. I've even heard of deafness associated with orgasm. But it's something that I'm not comfortable just sort of signing off on. That's just nothing. You need a neurologist to look her over carefully.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind that.
What?
Oh, wait a minute. No. I couldn't watch TV after I masturbated. Yeah, you're right. That'd be horrible. Dan?
Yeah, how's it going?
You're 18. What's going on?
Not much. This question is more or less for Drew. I'm 6'2" and weigh about somewhere between 130 and 140. And over the weekend, I read an article in the New York Times Magazine that said basically
testosterone has a real big effect on weight and size and all.
And they've also isolated another gene they've isolated that determines whether or not you gain weight.
They have.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if it could be some type of medical problem or, I mean, I eat a fair amount, like, but I just don't gain weight.
Jeremy, it's not about a medical problem, or is it really just your constitutional makeup, which you were born with?
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, how can I answer that?
Yeah, let me explain that for a second.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I was looking at Engineer Anderson's mammoth calves while we were walking outside a few minutes ago. And I thought to myself, where the hell did he get those? And then I thought, I think he got them from his parents. It has nothing to do with anything,
right?
And we will not accept that. And I don't think the community at large is ready to accept that. And I don't think we will. I think there's something scary about just accepting that. Hey, you got a hand dealt to you physically, and that's about it. It's very frightening. I mean, I swear to God.
Well, what are you going to sell somebody who's thinks that way?
That is my point. I mean, all you need to do is look at a professional tennis player's calves and look at Anderson's calves. Anderson sits around, watches bad foreign movies, and smokes weed all day. His calves are twice as big as anyone on the pro tennis circuit.
Yeah.
Why? Why is that?
Genes.
That's all genes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. On the other hand...
I didn't know that.
He really is. He's albino Samoan. I, on the other hand, played 10 years of football and have calves as skinny as a rat.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to make a difference. I ran around with a truck tire on a rope tied around my waist running 100-yard wind sprints in high school. I looked down, my calves, not muscle there.
Yeah.
Anderson watched Hannah Shigula movies and smoked weed with his gay buddies and wore a beret. And he has a big calf, looks like an NFL linebacker. That's just the hand you get dealt. And skinny guys are skinny. That's the way it is. You can make a dent in it, but you ain't going to change your makeup. You're skinny, you're going to be a skinny guy. But let me ask you a quick question, Drew, because one of the writers brought it up again today. What about taking...
Almost a man-show writer.
Well, here's what this guy asked. I didn't have a good answer for him. What if you take something like steroids or androstenedione, but you don't work out? Do you get some more muscle on you?
You do, but not nearly the way you would if you worked out. Not nearly.
It would be a huge difference if you worked out.
Yes.
But if you're just taking like that androstenedione stuff or whatever
let's take a clearer example. A stronger hormone like decadanabol, one of these crazy things they take in. What is it, Anadrol? And you get hair, you get thickening of bones, you get thickening of soft tissue, you gain weight, you get aggressive, you get, the over-androgenizing influences, but not necessarily the huge muscle growth that you would get if you worked out heavily.
Well, obviously you wouldn't look like a bodybuilder if you weren't working out, but would you see muscle gain without doing anything any different?
Yeah, a little bit.
Hey, why don't you give me some of that stuff? And also give me one of those electrical impulse things I can strap to my belly that's equivalent to doing 25,000 sit-ups while I'm watching TV.
I'll get one.
I got to get one of those, too.
And then one of those saddles, too, we heard about earlier.
One of those sex saddles.
Yeah.
Give me all that, and we'll put an ISDN line in the house, and we'll call it a life. All right. We'll take a little break. Engineer Anderson's going to crush me with his massive calves. And if I'm still around, we'll be back after this.
Yo, Loveline will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on Zone 105.
Time now for the movie preview. Join Zone 105 for a special screening of Return to Me, starring David Duchovny and Minnie Driver, this Saturday, April 8th at 7 p.m. at the General Cinema Mall of America. Join us at the General Cinema Mall of America, Saturday, the 14th of April, for 28 Days, the new movie starring Sandra Bullock. To win passes to these movies, simply email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard. And that's the movie preview.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time. Going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World's drop and drop.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos. Named brand stuff. Today's hottest superstars. Full length, uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot Triple X action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something
something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it, and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on two backs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selection. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
Get out your rod and reel for the 33rd annual crappie contest on Saturday, April 22nd on Lake Minnetonka. Join thousands of fishermen from across the state for one of the biggest family fishing events around. Win great prizes for catching the largest crappie. Enjoy on-site raffles and drawings and all the other activities for anglers and non-anglers alike. All proceeds, including $4 registration fees, go directly to the Minnesota chapter of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Just stop on by any Twin Cities Holiday Station store or Gander Mountain to pre-register.
Time now for your weekly planner. It's the biggest and the best wine sale in America. It's Castle's annual nickel sale. Purchase the first bottle at regular price and the second is just the nickel. Going on now at Castle's 5 Twin Cities locations. Whenever you buy a deck over $100 at Audio King, they will install it for free. Kits and custom labor not included. Audio King, still the only place to go for serious car audio. Every day at McDonald's, Cajun McChicken sandwiches and double cheeseburgers are just 99 cents. You get more for your money. Did somebody say McDonald's? Star Wars, The Magic of Myth is at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts now through June 4th. For tickets, call Ticketmaster at 612-673-0404. That's the weekly planner. Listen for details.
For months now, Zone 105 has been sending countless people all over the country on alternative classic vacations to see their favorite Zone artists. So we're doing it again. We're sending you back to the Bayou once more. Now, Zone 105 wants to send you to see Lenny Kravitz, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, Cowboy Mouth, and Ani DeFranco at the New Orleans Jazz Festival.
Because we know there's nothing a Zone 105 listener loves more than a little Southern hospitality.
Just fax, email, or send Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists. Friday morning, Brian and Mary will draw a winner at random. Lenny Kravitz, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, Cowboy Mouth, and Ani DeFranco at the New Orleans Jazz Festival from Northwest Airlines, taking Minnesota to over 750 cities worldwide at Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You ready to hop back on the phones?
I'm ready. Let's go talk to Sheila.
Sheila, you're 21. What's going on?
Hi. Well, basically, my question is, my doctor has just prescribed some antibiotics because she took a vaginal culture, and she gave me a call, and she told me that I have bacteria, and she's going to prescribe the
flagyl,
ampicillin.
Ampicillin, all right.
Uh-huh. And basically, my question is, I was just wondering if I should not let my boyfriend perform oral sex on me until I finish taking the medication.
Because you're afraid that that will not let this resolve?
No, she doesn't want to get a mouthful of foam.
Yeah.
No, he can enjoy. That's not a problem for him.
Oh, please, Drew. You're going to send a man down there in the midst of all that medication, and it's like a rainforest down there.
But she's not inserting the medication directly into her vagina. It's a systemic medication.
She's taking it orally?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see. You're not pushing it up in there?
Oh, no.
No.
All right.
Although there is such a thing, you can take a Metrogel cream, which is metronidazole cream, and that will clear up the same damn thing. But be that as it may, it's a common thing. This is, you know, women don't understand that environment, almost anything can change the chemistry of it and cause certain bacteria to overgrow and certain ones to be suppressed.
Could it be also because I've just barely started taking birth control pills about a month ago?
You know, it can be anything, Sheila. It can be just starting to have sex. It can be using condoms. It can be stress, diet. It's very real variable. It's not usually conceptualized as a sexually transmitted disease, but if you keep having recurrences of the what's called bacterial vaginosis, sometimes they will treat the man as well.
All right. Jeremy.
Yeah.
You're 16. What's going on?
I've known this girl for like 3 years, all right? And we just now like started having sex, and I've asked her out, but she says she don't mix friends with possibilities.
She doesn't what?
She doesn't mix friends and like guys she'll go out with.
Right.
So, I mean, I want to be more than friends, but I don't. She says no, and I mean, I don't.
Why am I confused, Adam? Help me.
You're confused as to why Jeremy's calling us up when a girl told him she didn't want to go out with him.
But he's having sex with her.
Is he having sex with her?
That's what I thought he said.
Yeah.
You said you were having sex with her?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch. I didn't hear that part. You're having sex and you want to go out with her?
Yeah.
But she, how often do you have sex with her?
Almost every weekend.
Every weekend. And when she says to you she doesn't mix friendships with dates,
yeah.
And you say, but we're already having sex, what does she say?
She says, she really doesn't say nothing at all.
Yeah, you think she has another guy she's seeing?
God, Adam, that is exactly what I was thinking. She's got a boyfriend.
I don't know.
I guarantee it. Yeah, very strong.
She has to have another guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get the feeling she has the other guy?
Yeah.
Why is it? Why do you have that feeling?
I guess because she really don't like talking about it with me, and she really don't want nobody finding out about it.
Yeah,
that's that guy.
How old is she?
16.
Oh, boy. Oh, she's got a real rosy future, this one. Hey, Jeremy?
Yeah.
You sound like you want a little more than this.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to have to find yourself another woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right. There you go.
But Adam, imagine this. You're 16. You're having weekly intercourse with somebody.
Hold on. I haven't done that yet. I mean, I haven't imagined that yet. Let me try that. It won't process. Even in my very vivid, colorful imagination, it still does not make sense to me. I cannot
try it again. Try it again. Are you done?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I can't do it.
Okay.
I can't do it, Drew. I cannot even imagine in a hypothetical world having actual sex every weekend when I'm 16.
At 16, and then saying, okay, now just take it easy with that and go out and find somebody you really want to be close to.
Well, this is a weird relationship. They're having sex almost every weekend. They're not talking. She's not interested. She tells them not to say anything. It sounds to me like she may have an older boyfriend who's like in basic training or something.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound good.
Yeah,
and she sounds pretty chaotic.
Yep.
And I do not trust a 16-year-old who has casual sex and another guy doesn't want to have a relationship with him. Tony.
Hey, Adam. How you doing?
Good. You're 16. What's up?
I've been noticing lately, I mean, I heard my parents having sex in the next room, and it aroused me. And like recently, I went in there and looked at them, and I watched.
Wow.
And that
perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Who hasn't done
really?
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Even if I, like, masturbate a lot in my own room,
Absolutely. I did that well into my 30s. Well into my 30s.
Is it normal to watch, though?
Of course, I couldn't go back. I couldn't go back every day, but Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter special.
Tony, look, what's going on in your household that they would do this and put you in this position?
Well, I mean... I don't have any girlfriends or anything like that, so like,
Tony, you missed my point. Your reaction is normal. It's a biological reaction to a certain stimulus. It's a little bit weird, but be that as it may, why do your parents not have enough respect to sort of the environment and to your boundaries that they would put you in this position?
Oh, hold on a second there, Jersky. First off, Tony is a little effed up because the notion of your parents having intercourse at 16 should be disgusting to you. As a matter of fact, it should be a combination between shocking and disgusting at any age.
Yeah,
that's number one. He's so horrified he's masturbating to it. What do they do? Leave the door open?
It's a small, like, it's just a little two-bedroom apartment. I mean, I don't think they mean, but... My dad's a pretty big guy, and,
he's so big, he's so big he can't close the door.
It's a waterbed, too.
Hold on a second. Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
This is total BS.
Probably.
Come on, it's a waterbed.
Yeah.
He's not coming up with any stories. Plus, he says he's masturbating.
In the doorway. That's what I was thinking was weird. So.
He didn't say he was doing it in the doorway.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't. Hold on a second. Tony?
Yeah?
You didn't say you're masturbating in the doorway, did you, buddy?
Oh, no. No, I'd do it in my room.
I see. Go
ahead. That'd be the scariest thing in the world if they caught me. It'd suck.
Yeah, I see.
You're out of the code.
That's right. I told you.
Yeah.
All right, Tony.
All right. Enjoy.
All right. Hey, enjoy yourself. I'll see you in hell. All right, buddy? Yeah. Hey, Alexis, you're 22.
You're what, Adam? What?
What's that? I've been saying, you know, it's just a lot of bogus calls over the last week or so.
Yeah.
And it's not something we get too much of. It really isn't. And I blame you, Drew.
All
right. Alexis, and besides, listen, I got Anderson in the next room shaking his head knowing this thing was bogus halfway into it, Drew.
No, I was bogus too, but I was down. Well,
no, you
I
didn't.
Did no, I did.
You're telling him it was normal and healthy.
Well, not normal and healthy.
You see why you should make fun of everyone in case it's a bogus call?
Yeah, good point, Adam.
Thank you. Alexis?
Yes, I
you
wish
crazy
was
bitch.
Call.
You see?
I wish this was bogus. I'm concerned about my boyfriend.
No, girls don't make bogus calls, by the way. There's something about women. They don't have the humor gene, which is number one. And they don't have
the goofball gene.
They don't have the goof. You know what women don't have? They don't have the F with people gene. I mean, here's how women F with people. They mean it when they F with people.
Right,
they don't do it on a casual basis.
That's
they
right.
ruin their husband. They ruin their loved ones, family members, things like that. They don't just call strangers and F with them. Women save all their effing energy for people they're closest to, and they go for them. But they don't just call random radio stations and cable stations and prank calls and things like that. They don't have that gene.
You have it all figured out, Adam.
That's right. So what's going on there, Alexis?
Okay. Well, I was with my boyfriend. We were intimate this weekend, and I've been with him for 5 years. Okay, we have a very open and honest relationship. No games. And
what does that mean?
Well, I'm just saying that so that way you know the situation.
Yeah, you know, something
it's a stable relationship that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
And I was stroking his penis, and I felt like something catch on my finger.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned on the light, and I stopped and turned on the light. And I said, you know what? I need to look at this because I felt something strange. And I just, for some reason, I need to see it. So I saw it, and when I first saw it, it looked like an open sore.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a crusty sore.
Mm.
And there were about 3 of them, and the sores were, I don't even explain it, it was just disgusting. I didn't know what to think. And he said, oh, well, you know, it's been itching a lot, and asked me if it hurt. He said,
that's herpes. That's herpes.
That's the first thing I thought. And he said,
have you had anything?
Huh?
Itching and burning is herpes. Doesn't have to hurt.
Yeah, but maybe have you guys been having a lot of vigorous sex?
No, not for a long time. Not for a long time.
Did you have sex since he? Did you have sex that day with
him? No.
Why has it been so long?
Why? Oh, because we don't see each other very often, and I live with my parents, and it's hard. So.
Did he live somewhere far away?
He doesn't live that far, but
he lives in the
enough.
Philippines. And how long have you been going out? 5 years?
Yeah. Uh huh. And so I believe him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's that. I really honestly.
Can we get him on the phone? We can break him.
How often do you have sex with him?
2 or 3 times a month now, but I mean, just this last year.
How far away do you guys live from each other?
About 2 hours. It's hard because I don't have a car. That's fine.
Yeah, no car, living at home.
Yeah, there you go.
Ooh, you're real cash. What are you doing? Going to school?
Actually, I just graduated and I'm about to get a car soon. So.
What's he doing? Is he still going to school?
He's out of school. He's a professional. He's out there.
Professional what? Truck driver?
No, he's a teacher, if you must know.
Okay.
Well,
there's a student that's got something.
I've been telling him I'm a doctor, and he refuses. He just says, like, it's probably just jock itch. You know, I don't want to go there and tell me it's just this, and I'm going to feel stupid. And
he's got to go, because if they don't see the lesions, they're not going to be able to arrive at a diagnosis.
Yeah. It's not sounding great.
Alexis, it's in the first 1, 2, and 3 choices are herpes here, so really, it's important. And he can still give it to you, even if he doesn't have those lesions present. So.
Yeah, because, listen, the only thing I'm thinking of is if you guys hadn't had sex, you know, I thought maybe if you'd had some vigorous sex, it could be a little chafing or some blistering or something like that. But if you hadn't had sex in a long time and he's a couple hours away, and all of a sudden there's some scabbing and blistering on the old Johnson, it could be the happiest. All right, Drew, we're going to take a break. Who are we going to talk to when we come back?
Michelle on 6.
Michelle has lost interest in sex because she's been married for 6 years.
Is it because?
Oh, I see. How long have you been married, Drew?
Almost 9 years.
Almost 9 years. You've never been happier, have you?
Yeah.
You have been happier.
No, I've never been happier. No, I've got a great
When is it that you're happier than when you're single?
I've never been happier.
Oh, so you're miserable your whole life?
Yeah, basically.
All right. I'll make a good attorney, won't I? All right. Leading the witness. Thank you. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back with the uninterested Michelle after this.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam
Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
If you want to work for a big internet company, you got to move to Silicon Valley, right? Actually, no. There's a big new Silicon Valley-type internet company right here in the Twin Cities. It's called March 1st, and they've got tons of jobs for people with creative, technical, and strategic internet experience. Now, you probably think any second the cheesy recruitment spot disco music is going to start. Then you'll start hearing words like career advancement and opportunity of a lifetime, and they'll ask you to join their winning team. Finally, they'll try and lure you in with their world-class short-term disability plan, as if that's what you've been looking for all along. Fact is, March 1st is the only Silicon Valley-type internet company in town. Probably haven't heard of them yet, but you've heard of their clients. Apple, Harley-Davidson, eBay, Williams-Sonoma. Don't worry if the idea of working with Fortune 100 clients puts butterflies in your stomach. It should. Just means you're ready for something new, something bigger. Means you're ready for March 1st. Give them a call. 612-745-3158. That's 612-745-3158.
Hello?
Hey, is this Heather?
Yes, who's this?
It's me, Doug. We met at a party the other night, and I told you I was going to call you.
Doug?
Yeah, cool. I knew you'd remember. Say, I was wondering if you want to get together tomorrow.
I have school tomorrow.
School?
School. You know, Dunwoody Institute.
Yeah, but school is for...
For people who want to get ahead and be a success?
Yeah, but don't you have to, like...
Learn skills in high-demand fields?
No, I mean, wouldn't you rather, you know...
Rather be working a dead-end job instead of getting training in a rewarding career that will someday result in me throwing your pathetic resume into the overflowing trash bin labeled loser?
Yeah?
No.
Playing hard to get, huh?
Call Dunwoody Institute today for information about interesting careers in fields like auto collision, welding, or civil technology. Call 612-374-5800. That's 612-374-5800.
And now, a message from Audio King Car Audio. Good news for car audio fanatics. Arizona's own Rockford Fosgate, the kings of searing, scorching, mind-crushing, rock harder than your mom at Woodstock Audio Equipment, have agreed to let us rock as well. So it's all on sale. Plus, right now, buy any Rockford Fosgate RFC subwoofer, and the second one is free. That's right, 2-for-1 on the finest subs around. Putting one in your car is hazardous. Two of these amazing subwoofers will give you enough power and big bass to burst your friends' craniums. That's right, burst their craniums. We've also got a Rockford Fosgate 2-channel 60-watt amp for $59. Combine it with two subwoofers, and your friends will be nothing but mushy piles of quivering goo. And there's the Rockford Fosgate in-dash CD player with free installation for just $149. That's $100 off. But come in to Audio King soon. This astonishing Fosgate sale won't last forever, and neither will your eardrums. Heh heh. P.S. Keep an eye out for the world's first in-dash MP3 player from Rockford Fosgate.
Hey, hey, where'd you get that?
Audio King.
I need some oil. And a wiper blade. It's raining dogs and I can't see straight. To Jiffy Lube, I should have gone. I have the IQ of a prawn. There's mud on my windshield. I think I'm in a field. My legs feel like rubber. Tell my wife I love her. Jiffy Lube. What a dope, what a dope. I am what a drag, what a drag. This is. I did not get their signature service. They change your oil. And wipers, too. They just went trim. You're Fu Manchu.
Jiffy Lube signature service. Does your car get it?
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. That's the lightning round.
I thought you were going to just introduce, you're going to let Ann in kind of easy. Ease her in before you introduce her to the lightning round, because I don't think that existed when she left.
I don't know. We'll bring the lightning round back tomorrow night. My pipes can only handle it one. You know, I got to do it every other night.
Okay.
All right, Michelle?
Yeah.
You're 24. You lost interest in sex because you've been married for 6 years.
Yep. Seven and a half, actually.
Well, you lost interest in sex because the intimacy or the something about this relationship isn't where you need it.
I don't know.
So what is the problem?
I don't know. I don't know. Just like when we first met and for the first like 2 years even, it was like all the time, like at least two times a day, at least maybe even three, you know, times a day. And now it's less than like once a week, you know, maybe twice every 2 weeks.
Is this you or him?
Lucky if he gets it that much. I'm sorry?
Well, he's lucky.
He's lucky.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that one, Drew?
Yeah.
He's lucky if he gets it that much.
You know, I mean, he wants it all the time.
Uh-huh.
All the time.
Well,
and I don't know what happened to me. I used to.
Well, you're making pay a little bit.
Pay?
Yeah.
No.
He's not listening to you, is he?
No. Yes.
Yes, he's not listening to you?
Because, look, we've been married for 7.5 years. This year will be 8 years. And I love him to death. I am attracted to him and everything. I just don't know why I've just lost interest. I don't want to.
Quiet down over there, Drew and Michelle.
Let's explore some biological stuff. You have children?
Yes, three.
Oh.
Three kids, Adam.
Yeah.
How long ago was the last one?
How old is the last one?
How long ago was the last
one? Oh, how long ago? Well, she's going to be two tomorrow.
Did you notice any drop in your sex drive after pregnancy?
Incredibly.
Yeah.
Incredibly. Why is that a big difference? I don't understand. Because during pregnancy, it was great. We loved it. It was all the time.
That's sick. Please, don't talk about that.
Someone would just shut down.
Not into that.
Are you on any medication?
No.
Have you talked to your doctor about maybe going on birth control pills?
Have I what?
Going on the triphasic pill, certain birth control pills, sometimes
before sex. I am on Orthonovum, the birth control pill right now.
That's one of the ones that can actually shut your drive down.
But it was like that before the third baby, too.
Yeah.
Same pill.
It was starting to go down before the third baby, and I was on Norplant before that. Does that
same medicine. Yes.
Same thing. All right, switch to the triphasic pill. But other than that, is your husband listening to you?
Well, yeah.
Yes.
But it's okay. We're very open and very honest.
You're communicating?
Yeah, all the time.
He's a good guy?
Great.
You like him?
It's her biology.
Okay. Hey, you can't just hold still and let him sweat on you for a couple of minutes a week?
I do that all the time.
All right. That's my girl. Listen, prostitutes do it all the time. You just hold still. That's fine. Listen, everybody, there's plenty of things we do every day that we don't want to do. And it's really the majority of our day. We spend doing things we don't want to do. Why can't you just do that in the bedroom once in a while? I mean, I know this sickens Drew, but just quiet down and listen to me. Your husband's a great guy. You love the guy to death. You know he wants sex every night. You're only giving it to him once every week, maybe every couple of weeks. It's much less than what he wants. It's nothing personal. It is biologically, you're closed down. But can't you strike a compromise? I mean, can't you just sort of give him a little oral sex, take a little of the wind out of his sail once in a while? I know it may not be gratifying for you, but that's all right. I mean, you do a lot of other things that aren't the greatest, and this is a guy you love who doesn't deserve it. Steve?
Yeah.
You're 17. I mean, you're 19.
19. Yeah, I got like two little outbreaks of I think, warts on my... And I know I need to see the doctor, but I'm kind of curious what exactly should I be expecting.
When he sees them?
Excuse me?
When he or she sees them?
One more time, I missed that.
What is it you're asking? How's the doctor going to figure out if they're warts?
Are they going to spread? I mean, am I giving them to myself? Are they going to spread all over?
They do tend to spread, and the doctor will be able to make the diagnosis by looking. And if it's certain kinds of warts, you can actually use a little cream they have. Now, Aldara cream will take care of it. Sometimes they'll burn them off and laser them off, that sort of thing. But it is important that you control them because they will proliferate and they are more infectious when you have more warts.
Yeah. And basically what the doctor will do, I don't know if you saw the movie Goldfinger. Maybe it was Doctor No. They strap you down to a gurney spread eagle, and then he'll get a laser. It's a cutting laser. It's an industrial-type laser, and it'll start down on the end of the gurney, and it'll slowly make its way up toward your groin. Meanwhile, there'll be a guy with an eye patch who's petting a Persian cat who'll have to tend to some other business while you're there left to die. Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
You know what I always like about those Bond movies? They catch the guy. They finally catch Bond. They strap him in. They're going to kill him. But then at the last minute, the evil doctor, he gets busy. You know, it's like Bond, he can't hang out another 3 minutes to watch Bond die, even though he's been pursuing him for 10 years. It's kind of like, hey, Dr. Death, yeah, you have a phone call. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to head up to the bell tower. I'll be back. You know, it's like, it couldn't just stick out that last few minutes and watch him die. Hope?
Yes.
You're 20.
Yeah, I was wondering if my boyfriend could be cheating. We've been going for almost 7 months. The only time I ever really see him is really early in the morning, around 1 o'clock in the morning, 2, something like that. And
why is that? Why it's so rare?
I don't know. He's like, that's the only time he has free. He says he's always working, and I don't know. I want to confront him and tell him.
Well, Hope, let's ask some questions. Does he have a job?
He tells me yes.
He says yes.
Yeah.
He tells me. Yeah.
And what does he tell you he does?
He tells me he does some studio work, and he used to do some security work.
Oh, boy.
And he doesn't tell you it's not regular hours? Does he get a paycheck?
Oh, he tells me he gets a paycheck, but...
And what does he do at 1 in the morning when he comes to visit you?
We come over and we make love and shortly after.
Oh, this is a disaster.
He leaves shortly after?
Yeah. Like, we'll cuddle for a little while and then he has to go. It'll be like,
oh, my God.
Well, he's got to go back to work at the studio.
What do you put up with this?
Yeah, this isn't a boyfriend. This is a roadie who bangs you when he's in town.
Absolutely.
Boy, Drew, am I insulting or what?
Jesus, what's what it is?
Yeah, this is not a boyfriend. I'm always amazed at people's relationships. So he says he works. What's he do? He works at night. He showed me a pay stub once, although it was soiled.
And thing.
Someone else's studio. Name was on it, but he claimed he went by that name.
Studio work.
Studio work.
Some security and some underwater metal sculpture.
This is the first stop on his sex tour, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Probably starts about 8 that evening and ends at 4 in the morning. All right, break up with him. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this.
We'll be right back with more.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Hello, I'm Nippy Freeze.
And that means I'm Skip Storm.
And welcome to the Ski Grand Prix. Skip, it's a beautiful day for racing, and the slopes are looking perfectly groomed.
You said it, Nippy. Oh, and speaking well-groomed, there's slalom champ Greg Meyer.
Well,
that is one bad case of chapped lips, Nippy. Or is that a red beard and mustache?
Hey, look, there's mogul champ Dusty Pete. Looks like he applied her lipstick during a run.
Whoops.
Wait, that's another red beard and mustache.
Nippy, you thinking what I'm thinking? Looks like the captain was here.
Skip that rogue Strictly Freestyle.
Yeah, must have found a crowd sipping some Captain Morgan original spice rum toddies by the old fire.
That's right, Skip. Then he left his mark right on their faces.
Hey, celebrity sighting. It's screen star Mick Jackleson in the crowd.
Ooh.
And no one even recognizes him.
Oh, boy, he should hook up with the captain. Then he'd draw a crowd.
Oh, I'm not so sure, Nip. You see his latest movie?
Ooh, Skip, the wind's not the only thing biting today.
Oh, I'm tough, Nippy.
Captain Morgan original spiced rum. Mick, straight up or on the rocks. The captain was here. Puerto Rican rum with spice and other natural flavors. 1999, Captain Morgan Rum Company, Baltimore, Maryland. Enjoy our quality responsibly, but don't drink if you're under 21. Visit CaptainMorgan at rum.com.
Polymer dent-resistant body panels, cool.
Half dozen cup holders, that's my car.
Awesome stereo.
Reduced force airbags, perfect.
No power intake manifold.
Double five-star safety rating.
40 miles per gallon on the highway.
30 miles per gallon in the city.
Saturn's brand new S-Series pretty much guarantees a truce in the war between the sexes, at least when it comes to cars. The Saturn S-Series, safer, more comfortable, and sportier looking, which everyone likes. We've nitpicked an already great car and added hundreds of refinements, which all add up to a great ride at a surprisingly affordable money-back guarantee, no-hassle Saturn price.
A warning chime that lets you know your parking brake is on before you drive off. I mean, for her.
Oh, the best. A warning chime that lets you know your parking brake is on before you drive off. Yeah, for him.
Saturn's brand new S-Series. He said, she said, great cars.
Lease from $179 a month with zero due on delivery. Saturn SL with air. 39,000 mile, 39 month lease. No security deposit.
I have something that will take away every concern you've ever had about buying a diamond engagement ring. I'm Doug Spence, and when you purchase your engagement and wedding rings from Spence Diamonds in Roseville or Bloomington, you not only get the very best selection and value, but you get an ironclad guarantee as well. Spence Diamonds has grown steadily over the years by not only providing you with exceptional value, but by giving you the most comprehensive written guarantee in the business. When you walk out the door at Spence Diamonds, you'll feel satisfied about your decision, and you'll feel confident in knowing that we back up everything we say in writing. When you're 100% satisfied with your diamond purchase, our job is done, but not until then. Come see Spence Diamonds in Roseville or Bloomington for unmatched diamond value and guaranteed peace of mind.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destinations, Spence Diamonds. In Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center. And in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
The next time you're sitting at work, cruising the internet, hoping your supervisor doesn't sneak up behind you,
Johnson!
Ask yourself,
well, this job's so great, why am I sitting here wasting my time?
Then do this. Cruise over to zone105.com and find yourself a better job on our job search listing. Job Search is a listing of the best jobs in the area from leading companies like TCF Banks, Arcadia, United Defense, and more. You'll find everything from IT careers to third shift opportunities. Better hours, better pay, better company. It's all there at zone105.com. Once you find the site, look for Job Search and click. You're there. Job Search is a partnership of this station and Ludlow Advertising. Oh, and just a little tip. Face your monitor away from the hallway.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
Want to see what I bring to the party?
My name is Rio, and she dances on the
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m., just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Love Line on the Zone 105.
True?
Great.
Yeah. All righty. Another fantastic show in the can. Again, I want to thank and welcome back producer Ann, who's back in the his house. And she's making the scene like a beauty queen.
That's my main name.
Yeah, that's my main man, Snoop Dogg. So, we'll be talking to you tomorrow night. Until then, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. All right, I'm giving you oral sex starting now, right?
Well, now.
This has been Loveline. The stuff expressed on Loveline is not necessarily the stuff of the staff, management, sponsors, or anyone else, including Westwood One Entertainment. Loveline is produced by Ann Wilkins Ingold. Now, please enjoy these birds.
KZNR Lakeville, KZNZ Cambridge, KZNZ Eden Prairie. Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
I'm going to Disneyland.